You like that?
It's like
music. It's music.
It's a class show.
Was that a fart?
It's so much more.
I can taste it.
I don't know.
My tongue. I'll be honest with you. I did fart.
I did fart. No shit.
Onion and ketchup. It stinks.
Fucking gross.
Small room. All
right, now the tuxedo.
Okay, now the tuxedo seems
kind of
fucked
up.
On a three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two,
orphans.
Velociraptor. Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to.
This is sick.
Good housekeeping.
Why?
You were a chick. Who's the one guy you would sleep with?
Orphans.
John Stamos.
Orphans.
What? Did you just become best friends?
Yup.
You want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
I'm already decked up, people.
Welcome to the Jason Minnickel Podcast.
And today we're honoring Step Brothers.
We're here to fuck shit up.
If you want to get down on these happy balls, why don't you jump right in? It's a crotch party right up in here. Why don't you lick on this big jaw?
Stop it, damn.
Stop it. House is a fucking prison.
I'm planet bullshit.
In the galaxy of this sucks camel dick.
Bullshit.
Seth, what are you doing? It's Shark Week.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in
the
fucking
face. Okay, you dick.
Hey, my name is Jim. Wanna suck my dick for money?
No. What?
Hey, my name is Jim. Wanna suck my dick for money?
No.
You kid, Derek. You kid, Derek. Eat shit, Derek.
Welcome, everybody, to the Chasing the Pinnacle Podcast.
Episode 46, and today we are clearly honoring Step Brothers.
And here's the thing. It'll give us so much extra space in our room to do
activities.
Say yes.
Yes, just say yes, and we'll move on. Hey, WT, you know what I got for Christmas?
Interns, a crushed soul.
Hey, Tiffany, you know what I got?
Yeah,
a crushed soul.
This is Chapter 5, Look Alive, the show.
Ooh, jazz hands
we
up
honor
there.
Will Ferrell in every podcast because he's the king, and Ron Burgundy stops by every time.
Right on.
The skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
That's my favorite.
The skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
Yeah.
Come on, fucking orphan.
The skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
Shower. What?
What?
Will Ferrell for president.
PG-13 for
fuck!
Extra fabulous fun. You must listen to it at maximum volume because this is a rock and roll podcast. And maybe listen to it with headphones really loud. Consider the duration of this podcast a staycation from your problems.
Chasing Domenico is the Rocky Horror of podcasts.
With group participation.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player!
Podcast motto is laughter is medicine.
Domenico is a New York City-based recording artist that I talked into doing this podcast because he's too cool.
I'm too cool.
You're way too cool for school.
Too cool for school, yo.
I got to tell you, we were out at an event.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And this guy comes up to D, goes, hey, man, I love your music. I love the podcast. My friends and I, we do the drinking game all the time.
This guy was, we're like, fuck it. You want to hang out with us?
He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, say fuck. Say fuck. Come
Every
on.
Every time I said fuck that night, this guy was standing there taking a drink. My mom would be so proud.
You can download all of Domenico's music at the website, DominicoArist.com. It's SoundCloud, iTunes, and everything online. Is Domenico Artist.
New listeners, don't freak out. I know there's a lot of inside jokes going on, but it's not rocket science.
It's
you will figure
fun.
It out. All you need is a good sense of humor. If you like the paranormal, you're interested in getting empowered and enlightened. If you're against cyberbullying,
yeah.
If you like comedy movies and comedy movie quotes, if you like Ghost Adventures or Will Ferrell, you found your home.
You shit, Derek.
You like anything. It's like anything fun.
Oh, there's the Inception train.
Come on, take
it's time to blast off. Planet Tolmac
transport.
The leader in the I threw you on the bottom while you're drinking sangria.
Nachos, lemon heads, my dad's boat. You won't go down
cause my dick can float.
We sail around the world and go port to port. Every time I come, I want to do support.
What? What on your life? Let's drop anchor.
That's a nice lady
hard act
to
swing.
Happy
Don't play the drinking game now!
Oh,
I got a happy mop
your shit, Derek.
Welcome to Planet Tolmac, the after party. Mm-hmm. Tolmac is Camelot backwards, where everything is possible and fabulous.
And it's glorious.
Welcome aboard. This is This is a mythological, magical planet with demigods and mythological creatures. That's a harpy. That's right. It's here to keep the bullies and the haters off of Planet Tolmac because they're dicks. And they're not invited to this party, yo.
On Planet Tolmac, you can be your
alter
ego. Like Dungeons and Dragons.
You can have magical powers like Harry Potter and Twilight.
That sounds fucking awesome.
I am Queen D. Morpheus Siren. I am here to wake you out of your comas of fear. Mm-hmm. And when I sing, you have to do what I say.
I am WT Wizard.
Sorry, go.
I'm a shapeshifter. That's my hoverboard.
It's so pretty. Bronies, Trekkers, Vernon Knights, Legend Trippers, GAC family, and anybody who likes the movie John Wick. Because that shit is badass!
Ta-da!
What you just heard is Jack Ferry.
He is our tour guide here on Planet
Tolmac. Love Jack.
He takes us from one topic to the next because sometimes we just fall out into the ditch somewhere.
Lola!
That is Jack Ferry's sidekick, Lola, the zombie pug fairy. She likes to greet us when we get here because she's my sweet angel pie.
All right, Dee, tell the new listeners why we blast off the Tolmac.
Yes.
It's Camelot backwards.
Camelot
why
backwards.
We have alter egos.
Like, everything's free like Rainbow Land. Because I'm trying to get you out of your heads and into your hearts so you can play. Keep your inner child alive.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
And you have to play. That's the only way to do it. Play awakens your life force.
I'm a little concerned.
I'm concerned.
About your salvation.
I am concerned about your salvation. Wake up. We are dead people. As a society, we're asleep. We're in a coma. We are in the matrix that is fear.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You stupid dick.
Hey!
Orphans love the haze, man.
Stupid this podcast.
Damn it.
But hope is not lost.
No, it's just about empathy and shit.
It's about empathy and shit.
And ice baby over all this,
we
man.
Can save ourselves. We can save each other. We have to find our empathy again, people. It is okay.
Awesome.
We've all been struggling, trying to survive in the economy and fucking healthcare. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
We have to turn our empathy button back on. Oh. It is okay. We have to come back to life. We are all connected. That's what I mean when I say we can save ourselves. We can save each other. So I am waking you up with play. Get up and play.
Okay.
That was the reason for this whole fucking podcast.
Yeah.
You told me. Play awakens your life force.
Yeah.
Round and around we go. All right? So get back in the sandbox with me, guys, and get yourself an alter ego and play and have some fun. Hashtag laughter is medicine.
Boom.
Oh.
Boom.
That's right. That's why I wanted Dee to do this podcast, to wake up the world, to wake up everybody's inner light and beauty and just
that's
spread
empathy
Queen and
shit. That's why I'm Queen Dee Morpheus the Siren.
All hail the Siren.
Damn it, George. When are you going to do something with your life?
I got a dream.
What is your dream?
To have a dream.
It's a mystery clip. I love that
the
one.
The orphans have a dream to be
that's
here.
That's Jack Ferry, our tour guide here on Planet Tolmac, accompanied by another mythological creatures. You saw them, right?
Yeah.
It means it's time to get on to the first topic. So, guys, let's take it down.
Shush up, Nancy.
One, two, three.
Stupid stories.
About WT.
This time it's on me.
Let me ask you a question.
you all know and love that friend of ELE Media.
Please to enjoy some music from Step Brothers.
All right.
ELE Media New York City is getting more investors. And this is how we treat them. WT Wizard was out. Go ahead.
This is a story time with WT.
Two new ones and one we all know.
Let me ask you a question.
Driving out with the investors, this was about a week ago.
Yeah.
A lot of times they just come in for the day just to meet with us. And sometimes
we protect their privacy. They're investors. Yeah. And of course.
Let me ask you a question.
Go.
I'm driving around with him. He's riding shotgun. You got two more in the back. Going out for dinner. And we're
easy. That was the remix.
I remember when I had my first beer.
So, all right.
Say it with your chest.
Something in the air. It's a lunar eclipse.
Rolling down the road, and I see ahead up about a turn we're going to make. there's a biker coming down the street. A biker, I mean a guy on a bicycle. And he's fucking
a college kid.
flying on a bike, and I'm like, this looks like it might not happen. But as I'm getting closer, the kid comes barreling down the street on the wrong side of the road and takes the corner sharp and runs into the car.
So he decided to go for
he
it.
He comes around the corner and just pummels into the side of the car, basically hit the biker's face, was right in the face of the investor, and he lets out a scream like, ah!
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
How's it going? Hey, buddy!
It's from Hot Rod. The biker literally, for him, the biker came out of nowhere and basically slammed headfirst in the car.
Punch me in the fucking face!
Oh, my God, I'm gonna pee.
The biker was fine. I pulled around, I was like, hey, guys, I should probably go see if this guy's alive, right? And they're all shaking up. I get out of the car, and as I'm walking behind the car, the kid's walking up the street. He's like, hey, man, I'm fine. It's my fault. I'm really sorry. Is everything cool? I fucked up. I'm like, are you okay, bro?
So, like, it would be scary for normal people, but now you have this a-hole in the next seat that everything is, like, 10 times bigger than it needs to be. Mr. Dramatic.
Right.
So
it was like,
it was almost like karma was coming towards the car.
And you got two new people in the back.
I'm like,
hey, you want to join?
I'm like, welcome to the city. Welcome to ELE, guys. Never dull around here.
Okay, I'm going to save it with the solo.
Oh, no.
Team today, stepbrother.
This is Ghost Adventures.
What's up, GAC family? Today we're going to talk about Fear Factory.
Fear Factory, located in Salt Lake City, Utah, this former cement factory is now the location of a haunted attraction employing Morgan Walton as a manager and performer.
So we thought this was good for this time of year. Would you go there?
No, how's that in Salt Lake City, Utah? That's the head of the Mormons.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's the home of the Mormon Church, and they got that.
Well, maybe they like to get down like that.
The Fear Factory is a haunted Halloween attraction. It's very dark. It's very evil in nature. Where we learned about a guy reads from the Satanic Bible.
That's the guy I wanted to hear from, to be honest with you.
He looked quite young.
He found an old Satanic Bible or something like that. He plays Satan, and he starts reading from a real thing. He has really bad headaches. Zach's like, hey, you know, that's kind of the beginning of oppression. He's like, yeah, I know.
He was just,
I know!
What?
He was just choosing the passages that sound the worst, and you read those.
Yeah, he's like, I picked stuff that sounded scary. And it turns out some of the cast are Satanists, and they like to do Satan stuff.
Satan stuff!
So you went back to work at Fear Factory?
Yeah, so after you guys come out, another opportunity arose with those guys and stuff like that, and Aaron and I had spoke about it, and we're like, okay, you know, I'm not going to take a position back inside the haunt itself. I'll just be on the property out front, and as long as I'm not inside the haunt, cool.
Were you inside the haunt?
No, I was on the in the outside in their graveyard area.
For the whole season?
For the whole season.
Never went inside?
No, I actually did start going back inside.
Yeah, that's
as
right.
As the season progressed, I started walking through and just moving through the haunt and things like that.
Did that go against your deal with your wife?
It didn't go against the deal.
The deal was it did.
That I didn't take a position in there, not that I would not go through the haunt.
Bullshit.
Right, but the deal was, though, if I'm not mistaken, that you were to stay outside, right, and not go in the buildings.
We never discussed that. I could not go in because I was one of the managers.
Okay. You're talking bullshit.
Sometimes I would have to go inside. Okay.
You see Zach's face. He's like, come on. It's like you're like a 5-year-old. I gotta go around and round and round.
You're talking bullshit. You're
talking bullshit.
Morgan's telling Zach about how he went back for another contract for another year at the Fear Factory. Yeah. And it seems that he slowly began to just.
He pre-negotiated a free zone, though. He was pre-negotiating. That's where my movies are from. Get into the great.
Pre-negotiated.
All right.
What?
He pre-negotiated with his wife. If I go back, I won't work inside.
Just outside.
It'll just be outside stuff.
Just on the property.
Well, you know, we heard Zach got to the bottom of that. He was just squirming. Well, no, we didn't really. It's bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's bullshit. He's not supposed to go in because he brought stuff home with him. Because he was in the doll room when he was wearing a skirt.
he was wearing a kilt.
And something pulled, and then he heard a little girl, jacked up by a little girl laughing.
And
then something goes home with him.
The most alarming part to me here is the giggling noise. A lot of people affiliate that, obviously, with the spirits of little children,
it's
but
not.
Also possibly darker entities mimicking something innocent to lure you in.
That is a good demonic little girl laugh, man.
Demons pretend to be children. It happens all the time. It's rarely a child.
We are so gullible. We always fall for it.
You're
the
gullible.
Same time. Okay. I'm gullible.
The wife filed for a divorce. They don't live together anymore because he's changing.
Just
he's
from
temper. The kids are not that happy around him.
And just from working, just being in that environment is affecting him that.
He's
strongly.
Addicted. We've seen it time
He's
and time
to
again.
The place. Right.
This is how they work. Whether these are demons, dark forces, or what, they feed off of conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
They feed off of you two fighting at home. That's what they feed off of. That's how they get their energy. That's how they continue to grow.
So Zach's talking to Morgan's wife, Erin, about how these demons get in there and affect families and break them up.
Morgan spent so much time rehearsing. The wife thought he was having an affair. That's major. That's a lot of time. Yeah. She's like, I see the script. I see the show you're putting on.
She said that they started rehearsals in March for Halloween.
Oh, my God.
This is Hamlet?
When she asked the kids, we're going to live apart from Daddy, her words were, they were thrilled.
It's like, what do you think about that? They're like, yes.
We're being silly, but seriously. There's nothing funny about a couple filing for divorce and children
breaking
in the middle
up.
Of it.
Right.
Point is, the father was scaring the daughter so much that the children are actually happy to live apart from their father.
Just to get away from that
and
energy.
The whole time Zach's talking to Morgan, he's squirming. The whole time. I don't like squirmers.
He's going around.
Squirming, squirting.
Squirmers?
So the longer he's away, the better it could get.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think it'll ever be all the way gone?
Will
he ever be back to normal?
I do. The problem is with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so us just talking about it can maybe help, hopefully, you or these other people.
At the end, Zach's talking to Morgan saying, I can check in with you 6 months from now. If you stay away from that place,
you stay sober
and you'll
from
be
the
okay.
Energy.
Exactly. And you'll be sitting next to your wife, all happy.
Abby.
I thought it was pretty interesting how Zach referred to it as like 5 months sober. I think he said it was 5 months since he's been to the Fear Factory.
Yes.
So it is. It's an addiction. It's like that. 5 months
Absolutely.
Sober. If you cut the shit out, you can be with your family and everything can go back to the way it was. And we're rooting for you, Morgan. That's what we want to happen because there's nothing funny about an addiction to anything
man.
Of any kind.
No.
And we feel for you. We're all jacked up here because we have a lot of fun and we love Ghost Adventures and it was a great aftershock.
It's amazing.
Zach, take us out.
We've seen that when a family member is involved in the paranormal, it can have a ripple effect through their relationships. It can bring families together and even tear them apart. Like with any high-risk situation, the rewards can be great, but the lows can be devastating. We can only hope that these people can come to terms with the repercussions of their choices.
That's right, Zach.
I hope so. It's a good Fear Factory.
Aftershock.
Great aftershock.
Yeah.
Morgan and Erin, we wish you and your children love and light and all the luck in the world. You can do it, Morgan. Just stop playing with demons.
We are all
we believe
anxious.
In you.
We are all anxiously waiting Zach's documentary about the demon house.
Wish that would come out like now.
There's been spoilers, little articles that written about it, and he's like, it's crazy.
I know it's crazy, and that's why I guess, and that's why we all want to see it. Ghost Adventures do out. Ghost Adventures doing a 2-hour Halloween special.
In Deadwood, South Dakota. That's going to be great. A little side note, I mean, there's also news that Zach seems to be going on a haunted item object spree.
Tell me.
He just bought Dr. Kevorkian's suicide
yeah, there's
bus.
A lot of mixed feelings about on about that on Twitter.
What?
What you getting in the book scripts? Spit that shit out, man!
It's Tropic Thunder, man. Ah, fuck. the remix on D now. But Zach, he feels strong enough to take that on and start to collect those things.
Yeah.
And
it's part of his mission in life. You can see people that have been fans from the very beginning can see the evolution. It really pisses me off when I see fans, and I can't see I'm doing quote fingers. Fans say, like, fuck you, Zach. Why are you acting so stupid on everyone? And shut the... You know what I mean? It's like, guys, the more they do this, the more open they get. Zach's a fucking empath. Do you not know that by now?
Eventually, he's just going to vanish into the ether.
Don't say that. We need him here. So this is part of their mission in life. You got to keep up in the ante. He's living his truth.
That's right.
Also on Halloween, I can't wait for this, Ash versus the Evil Dead on Starz Movie Channel. No, they're not a sponsor. It looks so good. A lot of people are excited about this. They're making Jeepers Creepers. Jeepers Creepers 3. I still can't say it. 3 Cathedral is in production now. They're getting some original cast.
Justin Long is going to do it?
I don't know. Hey, I don't know. All I'm right. just really
oh, no, he
excited.
Can't. He what am I talking about?
Know.
He died in one. What am I talking about?
But he came back in 2. He was in 2. He was dead in 2.
Yeah, okay.
He came back as like an image, like, ow, I keep hitting shit. Like, get away. Stop. See that spike thing in your fucking school bus? It's time to head south.
Yeah.
So we're all pretty excited about that. Maybe sometime in 2016 it'll come
right
out.
Right on.
Trick or Treat 2. We are waiting for that. We all love Sam.
It's all good sequels.
M. Night Shyamalan came out with The Visit. I really want to see that. I love all of his movies. And he marketed this one correctly. Horror, like comedy, horror, comedy.
Right. Not the scariest thing you've ever seen. It's
right,
like, no,
all
it's
his
genre.
Movies are brilliant. I hate everybody that doesn't like his movies. And the lady in the water changed my life.
And on a serious note, we lost Wes Craven just a little while ago. August 30th, he passed away. He is a master of so many classic movies that all of us love.
Director, writer.
That's a huge loss.
Our condolences to his family because he brought horror fans so much joy, created so many amazing characters.
Scared the shit out of us.
Celebrating his life right now.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for everything you gave us, horror fans.
The siren singing to
it. You
even on some Marilyn Manson.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody, to Evolution Revolution.
Free your mind.
And this is Marilyn Manson from John Wick, the movie, because it's so awesome. Hashtag John Wick is so awesome right now. I can't even believe it, yo.
What?
Come one, come all, to King Arthur's Round Table.
Everybody?
Where we sit down as equals. We speak our truths. We get enlightened and empowered.
That sounds sexy when you say it.
Thanks, baby.
What's up, Minotaurs?
That's you, Orphan.
First stop is always cyberbullying.
Yes.
Stop it. Just cut it out already, you humps.
Cut that shit.
Hashtag stop cyberbullying. If you're feeling cyberbullied, reach out to your friends for emotional support in DMs privately. And
don't
there's a reason.
Publicly.
Well, first what you do is use the Ubi rule, which is unfollow,
block
and ignore. Okay, so it could be unfollow, unfriend, block, ignore if you know them, because it's amazing how many bullies end up being people that people know. It's crazy.
Right.
So this is to empower you. Yes, block them.
Right.
Unfriend them, because I've seen the bully minions come after the people, especially on Twitter. They come after, like, why'd you block? Because you're an asshole. Because you're a fucking bully.
It's pretty clear. It's the same reason every time. Why do you block? Because you're an asshole.
It's like, you're gonna bully me now for complaining that you're bullying me. You know, it's
round and round it goes, and people jump in and jump
so
in.
I'm not saying don't stand up for yourself, guys. If you feel the need to come back and say something, then do it. Hit it, quit it, and then be done. But the more you talk about this bully, the more power and attention. That's
absolutely
their power. If don't give them attention, that's all they want. If there's no audience,
there's
no
show.
So talk to your friends in private so you don't keep it going. And the cyber bully's like, look at me, everybody's talking about me. Well,
I'm powerful.
Stupid dick.
Stupid dick.
Scratch that last part. Yeah. Reach out to a friend for support and halfofus.com. Cyberbullying, depression. It's really important that you guys check that site out. And you can always reach out to me. I'm your friend.
I'm your friend, too.
Yes, you don't want to be his friend, trust me. He's a lot of maintenance. Yeah. He should have came with a manual. This guy's nuts, yo. Love you, bro.
Love you, too.
People think that, you know, because I call you a little round-headed, chimp-like buffoon. Some people, they mistake that for bullying.
Aww.
What would you say about people that me and Steve bully you?
If they think I am being bullied, what are they doing? When have they come to me help? Everyone's saying that. I've seen that everywhere. I'm being bullied. Well, first of all, I'm nearly 40. Don't worry about that. Two, well, if you worry about it, do something.
Carl Pilkington, everybody.
Yeah, step in, man.
Hashtag stop cyberbullying.
I want some fancy sauce.
Me too. No,
can I have fancy sauce?
I'm using it right now.
I'm using it.
One less spoonful.
But my dad's king of the castle, so if he wants fancy sauce, he can.
If he wants fancy sauce, he can make his own batch.
He's going to make his own batch. He's king of the castle.
That's from our theme today,
it's
stepbrother.
It's my fancy sauce. I'm using it.
I make a sauce. It's called fancy sauce.
It's my fancy sauce.
It's Halloween time. My favorite time of all time. Jesus. I love the fall. I love Halloween. Let's talk about some Halloweenish stuff. Last Chasing Domenico video Halloween special. I told everyone that I'm not doing another video Halloween special, and I meant it. Because I'm not going to any more of these haunted places. I mean, like, you got to keep upping the ante. You know, we were talking about, well, let's go to Lizzie Borden bed and breakfast. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Haven't I learned my lesson? So I know we've gotten a lot of questions about the last trips, Amityville, the occult museum. You know, the occult museum was really cool because it was in Lorraine Warren's house. It was in the basement, but it wasn't a basement. It's a cave. It's a big cave. And it's dark with incense, so it's smoky.
Right.
And then the dark red lighting in the long hallway they have with Ed Warren's paintings of all their previous cases, like Amityville, and you get to look at all that artwork while you're going to the main room where
appetizer.
Annabelle is. Right. And so it's dark, it's smoky, you have these weird objects, and then you go to the main room, and there's horrible, scary music playing. Like, really? I feel disoriented. And of course, the ground wasn't that level also.
Right.
So when I went to Big Step in front of Annabelle GAC family, I had heels on. There was a little glass table down in front that nobody sees in front of Annabelle's thing.
And the
floor,
that.
Right, and the floor is like uneven.
Right.
And I'm Big Stepping and people looking at me like I'm a big asshole. No one else was Big Stepping.
That's true. I was being polite.
You know, I wasn't drawing attention
to myself.
You were
very respectful about it.
I'm a Ghost Adventures fan. I was doing it for Aaron. All the while trying to not touch anything. Everyone's trying to touch nothing, and we're going around in a circle. There was a priest there. We asked for a blessing on the way home. I brought my holy water.
Yeah.
I had a rosary around my neck, and I had my St. Benedict medal that the Tolmac family has as well.
Yeah.
And I was down for
2 weeks solid.
And then another 2 weeks, I felt like shit. So I was pretty exhausted, so I don't think empaths should go there, even though it's not open anymore to the public, so I'm glad we went when we did.
Yeah.
Mr. Huff, under your references, you listed Dale Dobek, which I know is this gentleman, but you also listed Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior.
Yeah, we are looking for people we can contact.
Kuma what?
Fuck, that's brilliant, man. That's from our theme today, Stepbrothers. All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
talking about the occult museum and you know, our trips, I have a Halloween-themed question for you from the listeners.
Okay.
The question was, which place would you stay in overnight? The Exorcist House?
Yeah.
The Rain Warren's Occult Museum?
Yeah.
Or Amityville? Out of those three, which one would you spend the night there? And, how much would someone have to pay you to spend the night at
honestly,
at,
I don't know.
How do you purchase your soul, man?
Exactly. It's not for sale. They're all crazy.
Okay.
The Exorcist House is definitely the first out the window. I mean, after
I love
Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of like, from which is more? They're all evil.
Right.
The Occult
That's
Museum,
the point.
I was in.
Yeah.
And then there's What I Know. With the music. Amityville. So I think oh my god, it's perfect, right? All right. Bang, bang. All right.
You're scaring the orphans.
It's sad when Amityville is the safer bet. Right. I don't know, because, you know, at the cult museum, you have like 150 demons.
Right.
Not to say that Amityville is anything to sneeze about.
You had a long pass with Amityville.
Right.
Going back to when you were...
Childhood.
I mean,
right.
You've been there many times
yes.
in your life. This is the first time going back in a while.
By the way, everybody, Daniel Lutz accepted my friend request on Facebook. It's like full circle.
All right, man.
That is definitely my last trip to Amityville. I'm not going back there ever again.
Right on.
I'm quite sure. Calm down, guys. I'm quite sure that being empathic is the reason why I... bled.
just saying.
Okay,
bled.
Got my period 2 weeks early, guys. Now, for a girl that's super regular, that's a huge deal. And it happened like an hour after I got away from the house. But people think it's just that house. Let me make something extremely clear to you. It's the area. It has history, guys.
We explored the whole town while we were there.
The whole town has an oppressive, like dark.
It's hard to breathe in Amityville.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to say it. It's just hard to breathe.
Exactly. When we were driving away from it is when I started to be able to, like, I feel breathe again.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that I was bleeding.
So it all worked out.
It was interesting to watch Lorraine Warren talk about Amityville at her house, saying, I wouldn't go in there for $1 billion. I'd never go back into that place.
Right.
So perhaps I should listen to her and just stay away forever. And I am. I have no desire to go back.
Right.
I big step. I held the sign, hashtag GA, do the house in front. So, I mean, I'm done. What else could I do, right? So if you want to watch the Halloween specials.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Go to the Dominic Waters YouTube channel. You can watch the full glory glamour of it.
Oh, man. Some of it ain't so pretty. This is Baxter's first Halloween with me. And everyone wants to know what he's going to be for Halloween because Lola and Shakespeare used to dress up.
Right.
Guys, nothing this year. He's still adjusting. He's a little weird about being picked up. But he's snuggly and he cuddles and he's wonderful. It's just he's got some shit to work out. He's got a little PTSD in him, you know? So I must respect his process.
Right.
I won't force it on him this year.
Right.
And next year we will revisit and hopefully I'll be able to give him a nice Halloween costume because that would be nice.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's a very good boy. Hashtag Lord Baxter rules. WT.
Yeah.
What is the seventh rule of glam dream pop?
Be handsome.
What?
I can do that. I can be
handsome. Hey! Listen to this song. It's so great because it's mine. A guy I used to know, written, arranged, produced, sung by moi. So download it.
He recorded this way before Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know, but that happened.
Because the major labels like to steal from independent artists, and we can't do shit about it except talk about it and bitch about it on a podcast.
Eat shit, Derek.
You say it, D.
It's time for some Twitter shout-outs.
Let's get some love going
Planet on. Planet Tolmac family member Tara Shea.
At Tara Shea 79.
That's Princess Terra Nova the Crusader. That's her alter ego. And Johnny Girl.
At Scully Spice.
You're going on a road trip, and you should be listening to me right about now. They're going to an event on October 2nd called The Spirits of the Wayside Inn with the Spirit Watch, and that sounds like a lot of fun.
And they had rumored that they're going to periscope on the way down, so they're going to try and get meta.
You guys periscoping right now?
They're going to scope themselves listening to us, listening to them.
On their way down to Virginia. Do that, guys. Do it. Hey, Gary.
At Gary LFJR.
We have mucho fun. And Kimberly?
At Timber KMBRLY.
We have mucho fun too, and she said she would vote for Will Ferrell for president! My favorite charity, curlytailpugrescue.org.
At curlytailrescue.
They're also on Facebook. If you need to surrender a pug, surrender it to them. If you're looking to adopt a pug like I did, Lord Baxter rules!
Yeah,
he's
Baxter.
A senior, he doesn't have any eyebrows, but he's still doing it.
Fully
use them.
Trained. He's awesome.
Fully trained! Done it!
We are ELDE.
Yes, New York City!
Everybody love everybody.
We have one priceless asset here, and that's sitting right across from me, the beautiful, lovely Domenico Artist.
Thank you my name isn't Domenico Artist. My name is Domenico, but everything online is Domenico Artist. You can find it all on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Pinterest.
And the home base of everything, DominicoArtist.com.
Where all your wildest dreams comes true every time you go.
Is that true?
You don't even need a credit card.
Dee, tell the listeners how they can support an independent artist like you when the major labels have everything on lockdown and it's hard to really break through and make some noise.
We use the buddy system.
That's right.
You need somebody watching your back at all times.
So share the music, share the podcast with at least one friend, and ask them to do the same. The buddy system. The currency is retweet, shares, downloads, posts, like, pin, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can see all the Halloween specials that we talked about in Evolution Revolution.
Dick Warren's Occult Museum.
Just a bunch of videos of me acting stupid.
Let's give them something to talk about. Love.
That's so brilliant.
Brennan, I can't even make eye contact with you right now. Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
What?
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
If you lick my butthole.
The intern's jumped on that
one. I tried
it.
It doesn't work. There's the Inception training.
Where's it going to take us, Steve?
Well, it's not taking us anywhere yet.
Oh, okay.
It's telling us to get ready for the kick to be kicked off of planet Tolmac.
To
but
gear
first.
Up.
To drink a game, it's drink a game, it's time to drink a game.
Like the main.
One too many. Okay, what was the drink count for the last podcast, episode 45, where we honored comedy movie role models and discussed Ghost Adventures, Aftershocks, Panic, Ghost Town?
49
Don't
drink.
You want my job?
It's so hard to say. 49 drinks. So we're actually coming down a little bit. We broke under 50 for the first time.
Okay.
The interns made up the rules. Everything is one drink. Here's the rules. When you hear a quote from our movie theme of the show today, which is Step Brothers, of course. When you hear Domenico say the word fuck. When you hear us say Evolution, Revolution, and Free Your Mind. When you hear us say Mystery Clip. When you hear us transport to Tolmac, which sounds like... Every time Domenico says bang or bang bang.
Each bang,
and every time Domenico snorts.
The golden rule, you cannot say drink, drank, or drunker. You must drink a shot of something horrible. The Planet Tolmac rule, you must play as your party alter ego. So if you're playing
as... playing as Happy Go Jumpy...
and I call you WD. I have to do a shot
of
something terrible.
Right.
And if you want to play the Ghost Adventures drinking game, which I highly recommend, get the rules at drinkywiki.com and call the car services. Why?
Because
you ain't gonna make it.
Mother, why don't you sing Pitter Patter for the boys?
Pitter Patter, it's just my hard one. Does it matter? Dreams are dreamt and then they shatter. Pitter-patter.
Lovely.
It's lovely. That is a mockumentary mystery clip.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Steve, what movie are we going to honor in next podcast, episode 47.
All right, next podcast, episode 47, we are honoring Semi-Pro!
Suck my cock! I'll murder your family!
Hard it is.
So you have until the next podcast, which is Wednesday, November 25th. Yes, that's the day before Thanksgiving. And you're going to need some laughs because you're going to be with your fucking family and you're going to be going crazy. To brush up on your Semi-Pro movie quotes.
Yes.
The podcast is posted on the full moon at 7 p.m. on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and DominicoArtist.com. And hey! If there's an RT on it,
orphans,
retweet it!
Damn it!
How expensive is a retweet?
Damn it!
They suck at it!
That's bullshit!
Favorite
and retweet
it!
Holy shit!
Damn it!
Suck at it! There's Jack Ferry just
we
in
love
time.
Our fans.
He says, sure, that's why I'm yelling at him. It's time to depart from Planet Tolmac, the after-after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth because the after-after-after party is at DominicoArtist.com, so bookmark it.
Take a pillowcase. Full of bars of soap.
This
is a house of learned doctors.
You're a big fat curly-headed when we honor a movie, we honor the soundtrack. So please to enjoy some more music from Step Brothers.
This is how we do
it. Hey, I forgot to ask you, do you like guacamole?
I never asked you. Do you like guacamole?
You better! You better! You better!
Derek! The funk fest was a terrible idea! Why did you let us do that?
Shut your mouth.
What the fuck happened?
Wrecked my fucking boat, you goon!
Hey, you're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric fuck!
It's a rant, man.
Two things! You keep your liver spotted hands off my beautiful mother, she's a saint! And then you sit down and you write Dan O'Brien a check for $10,000! I'm gonna shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass! You can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces shit!
Episode 46.
Punch me in the fucking face.
From the Jason Domenico podcast.
Eat shit, Derek.
You stay classy, planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly,
the skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
Don't just have a great night.
Orphans,
have an American night. Happy Halloween.
I'm gonna put my nutsack on your drum set, okay?